Philip Semple, PA, Dr. D's Urgent Care. Today's date is 01/06/2022. Dictations from Mr. Gregory Jensen. Jensen spells J-E-N-S-E-N. Date of birth, correction, Gregory spells G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Date of birth is 06/15/1963. Next paragraph is a 58-year-old gentleman here with nausea, period. Patient stated he got his COVID vaccination yesterday and has been feeling, quote, badly, close quote, since. He said he has not been vomiting, but just feels sick to his stomach, period. Stated that his employer wants him to go into work today, but he does not feel as if he can be productive, period, because of his symptoms, period. Next paragraph, review of systems, patient reports dizziness. Next line, lightheaded. Next line, decreased appetite, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 149 over 94. Pulse 66. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.8. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guarding. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions. Lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is nausea, number 2 is tachycardia, transient, in parentheses, patient presented with pulse at 106, a repeat pulse reveals 66, period. Next paragraph. Correction, next assessment is dizziness, period. And next assessment is side effects from COVID vaccination, period. Next paragraph. Patients and I had a lengthy discussion about his decreased appetite and his nausea, the fact that he cannot tolerate much PO. He was advised to go to the emergency room so he can be more thoroughly evaluated and be treated with IV fluids if indicated, period. Patient says he understands, but it said he will try and take fluids by mouth. He said if he gets something for nausea, he should be fine. We talk about the unknown of the exact results from the side effects of COVID vaccination, and the need for him to be examined better than we can do here. Namely, because he's saying that he's lightheaded and feeling dizzy, period. Patient insisted on going home. He said once he gets home, he's going to try some PO fluids and with some nausea medication. It said he should be fine, period. Next paragraph. Patient was given a prescription for Zofran, 0.4, correction, 4 milligrams ODT. He will take 1 sublingual TIDPRN for nausea. Advised to increase fluids, to avoid sodas, to avoid juices. He was advised water or Gatorade and Brat diet. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.